Ninja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय मिथिलेल प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अस्तु चरशत श्री श्रीमद His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajak Acharya Asto Tarashata Sri Srimad. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premse Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadad Hara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath. Shyam Kund Radha Kund. Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Gangamai Jamunamai Ki Jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Srimati Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Sri Sri Lalita Vishaka Sri Sri Radha Sham Sundar Ki Jai, Narasingha Bhagavan Ki Jai, Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir Ki Jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Yajna Ki Jai, Brihat Murdanga Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Samveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga. Om Agana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Anlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada mayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri guru vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunath tanditam tam sajivam Sadvaitam, Sadvadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakanvitamscha, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindha, Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchar Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Paivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. So I'd like to thank all the wonderful devotees here at Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir for giving me this golden opportunity to speak briefly and try as best as possible just to simply repeat what His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, my eternal master, has stated. So we have a wonderful verse today from the fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 19, shloka 36. Ibir Indro Pasam Spritai Pakandair Haribir Janam Priyamanam Vichakshvainam Yas Te Yagya Drug Ashva Mur Ibir Indro Pasam Shristai Ibir Indro Pasam Shristai Pakandair Haribir Janam Pakandair Haribir Janam Riyamanam Vichakshvainam Riyamanam Vichakshvainam Yaste Yagya Drugashvamud Yaste Yagya Drugashvamud Ibir Indro Pasam Shristai Pakandai Haribir Janam Riyamanam Vichakshvainam Yaste Yagya Drugashvamut Ibir Indro Pasam Shristai Pakandai Haribir Janam Riyamanam Vichakshvainam Yaste Yagya Drugashvamut.
Thank you.
Ibi by these Indra Upasam Shristai, created by the King of Heaven Indra, Pakandai sinful activities, Aribi very attractive to the heart, Janam the people in general, Priyamanam being carried away, Vichakshva, just see, Enam, these, Ya, one who, Te, your, Yagyadruk, creating a disturbance in the performance of the sacrifice, Ashvamut, who stole the horse. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Lalita Vishaka, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. Nithai Gaura Premanandi. Just see how Indra, the King of Heaven, was creating a disturbance in the midst of the sacrifice by stealing the sacrificial horse. These attractive sinful activities he has introduced will be carried out by the people in general. Please repeat. Just see how Indra, the King of Heaven, was creating a disturbance in the midst of the sacrifice by stealing the sacrificial horse. These attractive sinful activities he has introduced will be carried out by the people in general. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, shloka 21, yad yad acharati shrestas tattare vetaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanu bartate. Whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. For his own gratification, King Indra thought to defeat Maharaj Prithu in the performance of 100 horse sacrifices. Consequently, he stole the horse and hid himself amid so many irreligious personalities. Taking on the false guise of a sannyasi, such activities are attractive to the people in general. Therefore, they are dangerous. Lord Brahma thought that instead of allowing Indra to further introduce such irreligious systems, it would be better to stop the sacrifice. A similar stance was taken by Lord Buddha when people were overly engrossed in the animal sacrifices recommended by Vedic instructions. Lord Buddha had to introduce the religion of non-violence by contradicting the Vedic sacrificial instructions. Actually, in the sacrifices, the slaughtered animals were given a new life. But people without such powers were taking advantage of such Vedic rituals and unnecessarily killing poor animals. Therefore, Lord Buddha had to deny the authority of the Vedas for the time being. One should not perform sacrifices that will induce reversed orders. It is better to stop such sacrifices. As we have repeatedly explained, due to the lack of qualified Brahminical priests in Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas. Consequently, the Shastras instruct us to perform the Sankirtan Yajna. By the Sankirtan sacrifice, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his form of Lord Chaitanya, will be satisfied and worshipped. The entire purpose of performing sacrifices is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, or Lord Krishna, is present in his form of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, people who are intelligent should try to satisfy him by performing Sankirtan Yajna. This is the easiest way to satisfy Lord Vishnu in this age. People should take advantage of the injunctions in different shastras concerning sacrifices in this age and not create unnecessary disturbances during the sinful age of Kali. In Kali Yuga, men all over the world are very expert in opening slaughterhouses for killing animals which they eat. If the old ritualistic ceremonies were observed, people would be encouraged to kill more and more animals. In Calcutta, there are many butcher shops which keep a deity of the goddess Kali, and animal eaters think it proper to purchase animal flesh from such shops in hope that they are eating the remnants of food to God offered to goddess Kali. They do not know that goddess Kali never accepts non-vegetarian food because she is the chaste wife of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also a great Vaishnava and never eats non-vegetarian food. And the goddess Kali accepts the remnants of food left by Lord Shiva. Therefore, there is no possibility of her eating flesh or fish. Such offerings are accepted by the associates of goddess Kali, known as Bhutas, Pishachas, and Rakshasas. And those who take the prasad of goddess Kali in the shape of flesh or fish are not actually taking the prasad left by goddess Kali, but the food left by the Bhutas and Pishachas. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Ibir Indro Prasham Shristai Pakandar Haribi Janam Rigamanam Vijakshvainam Yaste Yagya Drugashvamut Just see how Indra, the king of heaven, was creating a disturbance in the midst of the sacrifice by stealing the sacrificial horse. These attractive sinful activities he has introduced will be carried out by the people in general. So this is a very unfortunate circumstance of the mundane effects of the Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Srila Prabhupada states in one purport that in the Kali Yuga, even pure devotees will have enemies. And we see from the example of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, for instance, His Divine Grace, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, viciously beaten in 21 marketplaces. Very, very horrible act. Such a great, great personality as the great Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, who was simply following the instructions of Sri Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by performing what? The Sankirtan Yajna, the topmost yajna, the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of course, he chanted, and he chanted all day, Haridas Thakur. What's 18 hours at least, very long time each day. He wouldn't even eat or sleep until he finished his prescribed amount of chanting the holy names of Krishna. But on the same hand, in the Kali Yuga, all sorts of hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, disguised in the form of so-called human beings with two legs and two arms, will perform sinful activities that become very popular with the people at large. Even practically speaking, the most prevalent example of this in the modern millenniums is the example of Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ was simply, he was trying to spread the message to love God. That was his main message, love God. He's your father. Love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your intelligence, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away. This is, he was teaching this. And he was also teaching, love all of the devotees. And for this, they beat him piteously. Piteously. And when the main governor of the region that Lord Jesus was preaching in, when he gave the opportunity to the chief priests of the local region, the corrupt priests of Kali Yuga, to choose between a thief and a murderer or Jesus Christ, they said, give us Barabbas. They took the sinful man and released him and hung Jesus Christ. So this is the great danger in the age of Kali, of becoming victimized by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the great opportunity we now have, the great opportunity, is that in this age of Kali, 525 years ago, the golden avatar, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he appeared. He appeared to eradicate the ill effects. This is one of the byproducts of his mission. If the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is carried out as described here, if the Sankirtan mission is spread to every town and village, every town and village, because people all over the world, and all of the animals too, there is an estimated 7 billion so-called, you notice I'm putting it in quotes here, so-called human beings in the world. So-called. And basically, 99.9% of those persons will eat anything, practically anything on the land except something with four wheels, anything in the sky except a plane, and anything in the ocean except a boat. Anything else they will eat, even the human beings. Even the human beings. So many horrible examples. I read one example. During the first Afghani war, where Russia and Afghan were fighting, right? They fought for many, many years before this recent war with the United States. And there was one time when they acted as if they wanted peace. So they invited some senior officials from the opposing army, from the Russian army, to a meeting in Kandahar. Now, by the way, Kandahar, of course, was the village of who? Gandhari Mata, the wife of Dhritarashtra. Because everything was India, everything was Bharatvarsha. She was from Kandahar originally. Of course, even the mountain range is called what? The Hindu Kush. Anyway, they invited the officers for a conference to how to mediate. Mediation, let's mediate this problem. And at the meeting, the Afghan warlords killed them and cooked them and ate their livers. So there's some sick things happening in this world. But the most sick thing of all, practically speaking, as is stated here, is that the brahmanas and the cows are not being protected properly. And of course, how will they be protected properly unless the brahmins keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in every town and village? Because if we neglect any place, then there's no wiggle room, as they say. You know, like if we put you in a box, right? Maybe we'll have the carpenter come. We will build one box and we will put you in it and we will fit it to your form so tight that when we close it, you can't wiggle even at 1 inch. You cannot move. There's no wiggle room left. So as soon as you stop chanting, as soon as you stop serving Krishna, there's no wiggle room. Maya conquers. Maya dominates the unfortunate conditioned souls and especially punishes them with the threefold miseries of adiatmic, adibhautik, and adidaivik klesha. We see it everywhere. It's horrible. Every day, everyone sees it. The hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, the fools, wake up. They will read the newspaper and they will see tsunami kills 130,000. Terrorist attack in a pizza parlor kills 200 women and children out having pizza. So many different things in the material world. One living entity causes misery for another. We become affected by all of the constant engagement with the bad contact with the illusory energy, and ourselves, we become our own worst enemies in this world. And the materialists, what they gravitate to, which is mentioned here in this purport, they believe that the solution to bringing about change is to sit in one location. They're doing this right now in New York City. I just flew a few days ago from the Big Apple, the Big Rotten Apple. I flew from the Big Rotten Apple a few days ago, and they were having a demonstration on Wall Street. Now, Wall Street is a very famous street. It's the financial capital of the world, the so-called financial capital of the world, where the U.S. Stock Exchange, the Dow Jones and NASDAQ are there on Wall Street. and the big financial power brokers try to control the world. So much is mine today, and so much more will be mine tomorrow. Right? This is the nature of the Wall Street barons, they're called the Wall Street barons. They will do anything to accumulate more gold while everybody else can starve to death on the street. They don't care. This is all about gold. They're waiting for everything to crash so they can short the market and win on the loss of others. That's what the stock market is all about. To victimize others for your own self-aggrandizement. There is no compassion, because why? At lunchtime they're going out and they're having a big juicy steak. They're killing their mother. Now there's protesters, there's a few thousand, and they're serious. These are all young people, probably from different parts of the world, many from America, and they're sitting there. They've taken over the street, and so far the police haven't done anything to them. But what will they change? How can they change that Wall Street baron for going and having a big steak at lunch? For betting that Apple will go down when the crash takes place, and betting so much money on it, and so many people. Sometimes on paper, trillions of dollars are lost in a few hours, and people lose their whole life savings, while a few men accumulate more and more and more. All because they don't understand this philosophy. They have no hope. They are simply agents of Kali Yuga, simply meant to give misery to others. If these same persons who were sitting down, fasting, protesting, thinking that they're going to achieve their goal, if they were intelligent, they would start to just chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And that would do two things. That would influence everyone around them in the most beneficial way. And themselves, it would purify the polluted dirt they still have in their hearts, because they're not perfect either. Krishna, last time I checked, said that all living entities in this world are fallible. And the living entities in the spiritual world are infallible. And I am beyond them both. So this seems to be some goodness. We want to stop the big Wall Street barons from cheating everybody and putting us all on the soup line, like in 1929. But they also don't know the solution. So the only hope, as Srila Prabhupada stated, the same thing. The same thing. He met with a big police official in Chicago in 1975. You could hear it in the folio. And the man, of course, Srila Prabhupada had very, very powerful effects on everyone he met. And they would transform, even in the course of a discussion. Sometimes there might have been a few challenging questions, and that same person, by the end of the discussion, would completely transform and be humble. So this policeman, he said to Srila Prabhupada, when he heard Srila Prabhupada's mission to help people and spread God consciousness and help the criminals become reformed by the positive process of taking up God consciousness. So the police official said to Srila Prabhupada, well, how can we help? How can the officials in the city of Chicago help? He said, you can donate one building to us and we can have kirtan and distribute prasad in that building. In other words, without a presence in a location, that location is basically, it's not going to hell, it is hell. It's complete hell. It's complete chaos. One living entity is victimizing another. One living entity is foodstuff for another. And meanwhile, the influences of Kali continue. I've heard recently, you know better than me, you're from here in this region, they opened up so many cow slaughterhouses in UP. And they're opening these up now, right in UP, the cow slaughterhouses. So the only solution is that more Sankirtan has to take place all over. I know they've been doing some things in New Delhi, but there has to be more. More propaganda, more book distribution, specific items printed immediately by the BBT and distributed in mass. Everyone should get them to stop the onslaughts of the age of Kali. Because Maya is very, very strong. And the material living entity is extremely, pitiably weak. No one can stand up to Maya. It's not possible. Only those devotees who take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar Lalita Vishaka, only such devotees who take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna and sincerely begin and practice wholeheartedly this process of surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I just heard Srila Prabhupada yesterday morning. I must have heard five or six Prabhupada lectures early in the morning. I was listening. And Srila Prabhupada stated on one, he said the devotee has to be prepared. The consciousness of the devotee is, and his prayer is, my dear Krishna, even if I have to take millions and trillions of births, please bestow your causeless devotion on me, birth after birth. You shouldn't worry. There's too much service to be done for Krishna. You should start thinking that way. Krishna states in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he explains to his dear, very dear friend and devotee Arjuna and disciple Arjuna that it's not by study of the Vedas, nor by austerity, nor by severe penances, nor by charity. It's not by these means that one can know me and see me as I am standing before them. It's only by undivided devotional service. Undivided devotion. So who's willing to take on that challenge? Who's willing to go on an expedition and you don't have to pay the Sherpa to climb to the top of Everest? Because that's what that challenge is. You cannot make it to the top of Everest on your own. Almost everyone dies. They foolishly waste their opportunity. Maybe they become a bird in their next life and fulfill the desire and get the thrill and fly over then. Who wants to be a bird? Do you want to be a bird? I don't think so. Unless you're Krishna's parrot in Krishna Loka. Don't let me trick you. You have to think fast. So, this is the process. Be prepared. Give everything to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, yesterday I was listening to one very good lecture, and Srila Prabhupada said, the disciple is the dog of the spiritual master. We have to develop that consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said, the dog is the most loyal animal. Most loyal. That's why if you look locally, many bridge bosses, they will have a few dogs out front, right? And if you come and they don't know you, they're ready to protect the master, right? Why? Because the master's giving some chapati. Hey, I'm getting good prasad, Baba. I'll bite you. The dog will protect the master. And then if the master decides there's a dangerous situation and he tells the dog, go, go, attack, the dog will go, and he'll jump into the middle of a big attack and he'll get killed. He'll die serving the master. He'll give up everything. I recently saw this. It was phenomenal. It was after the recent removal of Osama bin Laden. And this was on the internet, so I watched this one thing. It became very popular immediately after his removal from the picture, the greater picture that we're all still involved in. The Navy SEAL trained German Shepherd became very popular. He became a big hero because before the commandos went into the building, you might not be aware of this, they sent a very highly trained German Shepherd with full body armor, full gear. They had the picture. It was amazing. He had the bulletproof vest. He had all these electrical devices coming from his head. He had cameras, little cameras, the highest tech, on the top of his head. Everything. Everything. Because they send him in because why? He's very quiet. You cannot hear him. Well, he knows. He's been trained. And literally, they were able to see through the cameras the dog walking in and up the stairs, leading them to the target. He became so popular, then they had all these series of training videos that probably, like, you know, they released some parts, secret training videos. And I remember one where the SEAL was diving off the big boat right into the ocean with all of his everything, you know, navies, they dive into the ocean and swim for miles and under the water and everything. And they had the German Shepherd, the same, he had the same enthusiasm with the master. Same enthusiasm. Boom. Just dive with all his gear, everything, right into the ocean with the master. There was one other trained dog like that in Iraq. His master got blown up by one of these bombs they plant under the ground, you know. The master got blown up and he was incapacitated, he was laying there dying. The dog was also, the shell shock hit the dog significantly. The dog was significantly hit. The dog was so loyal to the master that he went back to the master, even got knocked many, many feet from the explosion. And he bit into his shoulder pad and he dragged him to the medics. He dragged him a long, long distance all the way to the medics to save his life. Because he died, then that dog became very famous. But he gave his whole life for his master. So you have to be prepared because Maya will come and try to break your determination. Try to break your loyalty in so many different ways. You may not even realize it. Because you may wind up sitting with three other persons whose loyalty was also broken. They say birds of a feather flock together. So we have to really remain on the Brahminical platform, and that means intense hearing, worshiping the deity, teaching others, hearing the Shastra, especially this Srimad Bhagavatam, preaching this philosophy to others, save the cow, save the Brahmin, protect the women and the children. Develop way beyond the limited scope that we've achieved at this particular time. You have much more than that inside of you, much more to give. Why do you think Brahma stepped in on Indradev? Because he's utilizing fully what Krishna has given him, so he's very powerful. Lord Brahma is very powerful. He can come and sit in your class. He can come and sit in your kirtan. You wouldn't even recognize him. He's very, very powerful. So you can also do that. No, don't limit yourself and restrict yourself because you become lazy and tired, seek out the best association. And if you can't find any, then just open these books and start chanting these verses. Put on the tapes of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, and He will speak to you. It's like yesterday morning when I was listening. I listened to so many lectures in the morning. I was listening, and I had to prepare a little. I take some healthy things. So I was preparing haldi, you know, turmeric. I was peeling the turmeric and chopping, because I eat turmeric very early in the morning, the root, not the hard kind, the soft kind. And I was listening to Prabhupada, and I started peeling, and I'm not good at this, you know, I'm not a cook or any kind of any kind. So I'm peeling, chopping. And all of a sudden in the lecture, Prabhupada said, "Do not work while I am speaking." So I immediately put down the knife and I sat there and I listened. I said, "Oh my God." It came out right in that lecture. Out of 5,000 lectures, that's the one I'm listening to while I'm peeling my haldi. And Prabhupada said, "Do not work while I am speaking to you." It's mystical, I'm telling you. If you're not listening, you're wasting your life. And there was one that really shook me up. Just 2 minutes and 8 seconds. An arrival address. If you have Prabhupada's lectures, go to Atlanta. Atlanta is a city in Georgia, in the United States. Atlanta. Famous temple. They have big, big Gorni Thai brass. The biggest ones in all of ISKCON. Very big. Prabhupada cried in front of those deities when they were installed. And it was an arrival address, which was very brief. 2 minutes. And there might have been, you know, 300, 400, 500 devotees. Most of them brahmacharis. They were book distributors at that time. And Srila Prabhupada started that arrival address. And he thanked all the devotees. And he just explained where he had been. He was in Mexico. He said, "Then we went to Miami." And then one devotee said, "Miami," because that's Miami, it's in Florida. And he said, and now we are here in your temple, and I see that your temple is the best. And the devotees go crazy. They go completely crazy. Roar. They roar. And then Srila Prabhupada went into talking about Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga. And after a few seconds now, after about 1 minute in, this is only 2 minutes, after 1 minute, you hear Prabhupada's voice, it cracked a little. And you know, oh, he got emotional. And then he caught his speech, and within a split second, he started to speak again. And he said, "You know," he said, "Krishna came, and he demanded surrender." He said, "Krishna demands." He said, "But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does not demand. He is merciful." Then Srila Prabhupada completely broke emotionally. And the last thing he was able to say, he said, "Please, just surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And all you heard were the bodies hitting the floor. And devotees were overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. He's come to give this message of Lord Chaitanya. There is no question. His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, is the empowered Acharya, the 32nd in line of disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, and the 11th in line from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then I'll close on this. In an arrival address in Los Angeles, in 1975, or 74, at that time in Los Angeles, which was a famous, famous location, famous temple, Srila Prabhupada spent more days in the Los Angeles temple than any other temple, including Vrindavan, Mayapur, Juhu, anywhere. He spent 420-something days of his 10 or 11 years of travel in Los Angeles. He liked it so much. That was where the BBT was headquartered back in those days. So Srila Prabhupada did another arrival address and glorified Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Srila Prabhupada said, he said, my Guru Maharaj was the 10th in line of disciplic succession from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I am the 11th, and all of you are the 12th. And in that assembly, in 1974 in Los Angeles, you had at least residents of the block, 500 devotees. 500. Not to speak of devotees visiting from other places, because, you know, just like, you know, if a famous person comes, you get devotees from other locations that will come. So he said that, and everyone was there. There was many Matajis, there was many, many, many devotees, there were so many guests, because that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. His mission was that everybody should be a guru. Whether it's Siksha Guru, Vartmak Pradakshana, Siksha, Diksha, but be a sincere guru and you will have the same effect. You have the same effect if you're a pure devotee and you're a Siksha Guru. You could have the same effect in attracting so many people to Krishna consciousness. You'll be empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Are you ready for that now? Do it now! And be prepared to do it in your next life, and the next life, and the next life, and the next life, and actually beg them to be allowed to do that for millions and trillions of births. Don't desire falsely before you deserve. Think about it. Do I deserve to be in Krishna Lok in Vrindavan on the bank of the Jamuna with Shyam Sundar playing his flute and Srimati Radharani with her awesome, luminous, golden complexion with her sakis and the chief cowherd boys with Balaram and Krishna? Are you ready in the next 5 seconds and you think you're qualified to walk into that picture? So be prepared. Take the sure and certain path. And what is that? Trinadapi sunichena. Become humbler than the blade of grass. Be humble. Be tolerant. Don't offend the Vaishnavas. If you start to play the blame game, in the West they call it the blame game. Oh, he did this, that person did this, this one did this, and that one did that. Well, if you play the blame game, okay, do it. But go into your room and look in the mirror and blame yourself first. Stand there every morning and blame yourself. This is why I'm not thinking of Krishna at every moment. This is why I'm not helping all the devotees. This is why I'm not helping spread Krishna consciousness. I'm miserly keeping it to myself. I'm keeping the treasure to myself so I can enjoy. The magnanimous personality, he gives it all away. He gives it away. Even to the point of not caring about their own deliverance. They will sacrifice everything, like Prahlad Maharaj or Vasudeva Dutt. So I'd like to thank everyone for this opportunity to speak briefly. Are there any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Bhadra Prabhu, thank you for class. I have this is question. You describe very nicely the Kali Yuga situation and all other things also. I heard that as a matter of fact disturbance is meat-eating process. That person who is disturbing others, he is eating subtle body of those others.
What are you asking, making a comment? What is this? It's hard to understand.
Yeah, One who is disturbing others.
One who is disturbing others.
That I heard, yes. He is eating subtle body of those whose he is disturbing.
I see. Where did you hear this?
I heard from devotees.
Is it in the Shastra?
No. No,
okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Now, Prabhuji is saying that those who disturb others are technically subsisting off the subtle energies of the subtle body of the victims. They're enjoying the victims as they abuse them. So, I really have never read this exactly like this. I do understand from Brahma Samhita, from the purports of Brahma Samhita, that the subtle body of the materialist is filled with many evil desires. That's there in the Brahma Samhita. So, I would really like to understand exactly where this is stated, and if we find this, if you can help find this in the folio and let us know, then I would certainly continue to use this because it's a very powerful thing. But because I've never heard this before, I have not qualified to comment on it unless I really know, because I will only comment on things that I either read or, you know, the sadhu, the guru, or the shastra. So I never read this before. It may be right there in the Bhagavatam. It may be right there. And does anyone else know? Did anyone else read this before? Or see this or hear this? Okay, so when you find, please let us know. Any other comments or questions? So thank you very, very much. Now it's time to relish the wonderful prasad of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna